Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Love Fiercely podcast. If I haven't gotten a chance to meet you on here yet, thanks for listening. Hi, it's Keela. And today I just wanted to say something really quick about fear. You know, I was reading a devotional the other day and it listed Isaiah 41:10, which says, "Fear not, there is nothing to fear, for I am with you." A funny story about this is whenever I was little, me and my brother would swing on our swing set in our backyard. And I don't know why, but my brother was kind of scared of heights and roller coasters and things like that. And I was the opposite. I was kind of like a daredevil-ish type chick. And we would be swinging on the swings and I would jump off and my brother would still be on the swings and still getting ready to jump off. But he would start singing this song that goes, "Fear not, for I am with thee, fear not. For I am with thee, fear not, for I am with thee, says the Lord." And he would sing that to himself over and over again. And it makes me laugh today, but it's also really awesome because I think a lot of times in our life, we don't say the word of God over ourselves in moments when we're scared. Whether that's in a big way, in a small way, I don't really care what it is. We don't use the word of God like we should. And I know for me in my life, I want to use it more. And that's a great example of even, you know, when my brother was a child, of him using the word of God over his life. And you know, fear is really the worst thing that you can do in a situation, because really fear says, I'm not sure that God's with me and I don't know if he's going to help me. So I'm going to try and handle the situation on my own, even though I have no idea what to do. And you know, there's so many places in the Bible that say, fear not. And God doesn't just say what he's going to do or when he will do it in the Bible. He just basically says to us, fear not and know that I'm with you, that you can trust me with all things and they're going to turn out well in the end. You know, in the Bible in Philippians 4:13, it says, we can do all things through Christ who is our strength. But the truth is about that is that we have to keep reminding ourselves to feel that way in hard times and in times where we have to decide, I'm not going to be fearful. I'm going to choose to trust God over being fearful. So the next time fear tries to come in, the next time you're not sure what to do, let me remind you what the Bible says. It says, fear not, for I am with you. And that's not just a comforting statement. It's a fact in your life. So know that God loves you and that he's with you and he has a plan for you. Even when you don't know what it is, he has a plan for you. And really being fearful or worrying about something is the worst thing you can do, because worry and fear don't change anything. In fact, I think that they could even hinder what could be possible in the moment. You know, the fear of what might happen is often worse than what's actually going to happen. Fear can be tormenting, but it has no power over your life and over you if you face it with courage. And knowing that God is with you is what's going to help you to face things with courage, because you can know that God always knows what to do and he's going to show you what to do at the right time. And he gives us the grace we need to deal with the things that we need to deal with. But we have to be the ones that turn to him instead of running in fear. And I just want to encourage you today to choose courage over fear, choose courage over worry. When you get in a swing set moment where you're kind of scared to take that leap of faith, remind yourself that God is with you. Remind yourself that you're not alone, that you've got somebody. In the Bible, it tells us that he goes before us, that he prepares the way, and that we can plan our own steps, or we can plan our own life or our own way, but God's the one that directs our steps. So just want to encourage you with that today and know that fear has no power over you. So in Jesus' name, we're going to take that next step in our life and actually use the word of God in our lives to remind us not only who's on our side, but who's already won the victory. So let's walk in it. Let's walk like we already have the victory, because you do. So I hope that you're having a great day. I hope that encourages you. And don't forget to subscribe. Follow me on social media. Keela Craft Ambrose is my name on most platforms. God bless you. And don't forget to love fiercely.